From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The commander of the U.S. operation in Afghanistan, Army General Tommy Franks, visited the neighboring state of Uzbekistan today. The former Soviet Republic of Uzbekistan is playing a key role in the anti-terror coalition. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the capital, Tashkent, U.S.-Uzbek military ties were developing for several years before the September 11th attacks.
General Tommy Franks stopped in Uzbekistan as part of a tour of countries involved in the anti-terror coalition. General Franks met today with Uzbek President Islam Karimov. Uzbekistan's role in the coalition was defined when it gave U.S. forces use of the Khanabad Air Base, just 100 miles from the Afghan border. General Franks noted the U.S. military has been cultivating relationships with Central Asian countries like Uzbekistan for some time.
You know, the relationships that we have in this region weren't started after the 11th of September. I've been in and out of this area on many occasions over the last several years, working with the militaries of all the countries in the region.
According to U.S. diplomats, American special forces began training Uzbek counterparts in 1995. General Franks was peppered with questions today about the U.S. force at Khanabad. Citing what he said were Uzbek government requests, General Franks repeatedly declined to give specifics as to the size and nature of the U.S. mission here.
Actually, I won't tell you how many supporting nations, American or otherwise, are located in Uzbekistan, because I believe that that should remain the prerogative of the leadership of this country.
Indeed, the Uzbek government denies U.S. special forces are in the country, though American officials have confirmed the presence of the elite troops. In keeping with President Karimov's tight control over the press, General Franks' visit today was given only cursory coverage on state TV. However, President Karimov has embraced the U.S. coalition. Abdul Jafar Abdulahidov is an Uzbek government international relations expert. Abdulahidov says President Karimov's embrace of the U.S. coalition is motivated by the Taliban's support for radical groups like the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, or IMU.
The threat of IMU is not only a threat for Uzbekistan itself, but they want to create an Islamic country, as they called Khalifat, not only in Uzbekistan. They're planning to do it in a much broader way in Central Asia. It's the same infrastructure of bin Laden, training camps, fighting against those who is secular.
Abdulahidov says the U.S. and Uzbekistan have also found common ground in battling the flow of Afghan heroin through Uzbek territory. U.S. officials say the relationship with Uzbekistan is qualitatively different than America's ties with other Central Asian countries. Uzbekistan, with 25 million people, is the most populous country in the region. And, U.S. officials say, it is truly independent of Russia. U.S. officials say ties with Uzbekistan could be even closer if it weren't for President Karimov's poor human rights record. But with a common enemy now uniting the two countries, the military relationship is sure to deepen. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tashkent.